China will introduce new measures to boost consumer spending in various sectors. A state council executive meeting says a strategy for bolstering demand will be implemented. Auto sales will be stabilized and expanded, while local authorities will be encouraged to adjust restrictions on buyers. Promotional campaigns will also be carried out for auto sales in rural areas and the trading in of used cars for new ones. Regions where conditions allow are also encouraged to give out subsidies for purchasing green, smart home appliances and environmentally friendly furniture. Catering service providers are encouraged to diversify and upgrade their menus and improve service standards. While businesses and trade facilities in counties, townships, and villages will be stepped up. Tourist sites can also increase online marketing and facilitate new business forms. China's launched its first array of giant radio antennas to support missions to Mars and the Moon. The Deep Space Antenna Array system is located in Kashgar in Xinjiang. It consists of four 35-meter diameter antennas. The Xi'an Satellite Control Center says the system was developed to enhance the ground station's monitoring range and data receiving sensitivity for the country's deep space exploration projects. China plans to launch a Long March 5 rocket carrying the Chang'e 5-liter probe later this month. The center is preparing to conduct monitoring of that mission. Preliminary trial results showed that a Chinese company's experimental COVID-19 vaccine is suitable for emergency use. The study finds that CoronaVac, developed by Sinovac Biotech, can induce quick antibody responses against the novel coronavirus. Researchers say it provides sufficient protection, though its effectiveness is not fully understood as it's still undergoing Phase 3 trials. The latest results have been published in the medical journal The Lancet Infectious Diseases. CoronaVac is one of five experimental vaccines developed in China currently undergoing Phase 3 trials. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows that U.S. COVID-19 deaths surpassed 250,000 on Wednesday, with the national caseload topping 11.4 million. New York State's recorded over 34,000 fatalities, the highest number of any state. Texas recorded the second most deaths at over 20,000. The states of California, Florida, and New Jersey all confirmed more than 16,000 deaths. States with more than 9,000 fatalities include Illinois, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. The United States remains the nation worst hit by the pandemic. New York City is closing schools to try to stop the renewed spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the nation's largest public school system will halt in-person learning on Thursday.
Unfortunately, as of today, on our 7-day rolling average for coronavirus positivity, New York City has hit exactly 3.0%. And as a result, we do need to close our schools for the coming days.
He says plans are being made to bring back in-person learning as quickly as possible if the infection drops. The city's more than 1 million public school students will now be taught online as most already were. As of the end of October, only around 25% of students had gone to class in school this fall in New York. A new air freight route linking China and Japan has been launched. It connects Changsha with Osaka. Operated by SF Airlines, the service can carry as many as 25 tons of cargo per flight. Hainan will build two more offshore duty-free shops to promote tax-free spending. The shops will be completed within the year and will open next year. The island province's capital, Haikou, will have four offshore duty-free shops by then. The province now has four duty-free shops, with the other two in Sanya and Boao.